Joining me today in the studio is Ave Lawyer, director of On the Verge Theater. Ave, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You are currently directing A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen, and this play is almost 140 years old.
It is.
How is it still relevant today?
I think that great plays are timeless. That's sort of the distinction, because they deal with themes that are timeless. You know, A Doll's House specifically talks about a woman's place in the world, in society, in marriage, and the questions that it raises and the issues and concerns that it explores are still sadly relevant today. I mean, you look at today's headlines and you look at some of the ideas that are expressed in the play, and sadly, there is a great deal of correspondence there. Yeah.
It is. Women's rights issues definitely cover the news on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
One of the facts that I found interesting is that Ibsen was Norwegian, and when this play first came to America, it was performed in Louisville, all places.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. When I discovered that, I was thinking, this is so awesome to be right here in our home state, that this play happened over 140 years ago in Kentucky first time. And now here it is again in Lexington with your magnificent rendition at the Brand Barrow House. And I was able to attend your opening night performance.
We were happy to have you.
Oh, yeah. I was blown away. So explain to the listeners how you incorporate the Brand Barrow House as part of the play.
What On the Verge is our brand is about, so to speak, is theater without walls. And we like to perform plays in the venues where the actual story would have happened. So we've performed in funeral homes and old houses and boutiques. Here we happen to find a house that was built in the 1840s on 4th Street in Lexington, and it seemed to be the perfect venue to tell our story. It has this magnificent double parlor, which at the time made it very much the gathering place for society events in town. We found out that in the historic record. But it seemed so perfect as a way to actually immerse the audience in the lives of the Helmer family. And, you know, events happen, as you know, if you've seen the play, over 2 days, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and all over the house. So the audience gets to travel, follow the action from parlor to dining room to porch, and really sort of become a fly on the wall and get an up close and personal view of what's going on.
You have an all-star cast of some of the best local talent from the area. How did you find them?
The joy about working in theater in Lexington is brilliant talent is everywhere. And I'm not blowing smoke here. Truly, the work that we do could only be possible if there are really accomplished, trained actors available. In this case, I would never have dreamed of tackling A Doll's House and A Doll's House Part 2, by the way, which is coming up in July, without Rachel Lee Rogers. You know, Rachel, we built this whole show on Rachel. And then Kevin Hardesty happened to be available. And that just, you know, the dynamic duo is Nora and Torvald. And the entire project was built around the talent. Then Tim Hull and Tom Phillips and Stephanie Pistello Underwood, people we've worked with before, of course, Pat O'Neill. They were just, it's such a joy to be able to showcase their talent.
Part two. Tell me about part two.
Part two. The pleasure of this project is it's a two-part project. And I think this is the first time I will claim this. I hope it's true. This is the first time that I believe A Doll's House has been performed in a site-specific manner. And I'm pretty certain it's the first time A Doll's House and A Doll's House Part 2 have been performed back-to-back in the same venue with the same core cast. All right, A Doll's House Part 2 was written in 2017, I'm pretty certain, or it premiered in 2017 on Broadway, written by a modern playwright, Florida-based, named Lucas Nath, H-N-A-T-H, interesting name. He explored the idea of what would happen if Nora was compelled for some reason, which I will not disclose, to come back to her family 15 years after she's famously slammed the door and walked out into the world to discover herself. So that's kind of the premise. But the way the story unfolds is the plotting is brilliant. And really what Nath asks is, he looking back at Ibsen and the first question you asked me about women's rights and where women are in the world, Nath looks back and says, okay, so how far have we really come? And it's modern in its thought and concept, but very much off the period in its writing and staging. So it's a balancing act. It's funny, it's smart, it's incisive in parts, very dramatic. So great meat for these actors to chew on.
And you have the same actors coming back to perform
this. We have
this.
Two of the same actors, Nora and Torvald, Kevin Hardesty and Rachel Lee Rogers. But there are two other characters who are an absolute surprise. You would never expect to meet them.
Oh, wow. And mm-hmm. So in the same settings.
It will still be at the Brand Barrow House. Absolutely. Yeah.
Costuming-wise, mm-hmm. 15 years later, was that a big jump at that time?
It was. It was. What happened, I believe, is we lost the bustle, mm-hmm. which was not entirely, but somewhat, because you saw the costumes mm-hmm. in the play. You saw how these women were encased in their corsets and their massive petticoats with the boning. The costume almost became a prison for a woman because mm-hmm. your movement was so constricted. They could barely bend and pick something up from the floor.
You can barely sit
you
down in a corset.
Barely yeah. sit in a corset. The corset essentially sort of rules you. It wears you. And I think things became much more streamlined 15 years later. So I believe we lose that. I mean, Amy Shoup, who is our superb costumer, would probably correct me on this. But I believe that we lose some of the underpinnings. And the clothing becomes more, at least Nora for sure, when she comes back, much more functional.
And being in that intimate setting and being mm-hmm. able to see the costuming up mm-hmm. close. And we talked about this the other night,
yep.
how the costumes were phenomenal. Just amazing handiwork. And beautiful, and being that close mm-hmm. because the audience is right with the actors.
Absolutely. Cheek by jowl, as they say. Yes.
I felt like I was part of the play.
Right.
So
right.
It was an amazing experience.
That's the joy of doing this kind of work for me. As a director, I get to be close in rehearsals. I'm right there. I see the work that they do. And I always feel it's such a shame for audiences. You know, there's that, for me, this abyss between the front row and the front of the stage. You know, so much gets lost there. Mm-hmm. But if you're right up close, you see all the nuance, you see the little asides, you see the glances, you see the little personal moments, you see the amazing detail on the costuming. It just makes everything, I think, more vivid. It's like having, you know, the right glasses on.
So tell me, how long is part one running for?
Part one runs May 16th, 17th, and 18th. Those shows are sold out. And I believe for the third and final weekend, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, there are some tickets available. So if you're interested, now's the time to buy them.
And part two, when does it begin?
Part two opens in July, July 10th. It runs 10th through the 13th, 18th through the 20th, and 25th through 27th.
And if someone wants to buy a ticket, where do they go?
They would go to ontheverge.org. And it's easy, easy, easy to buy. I will urge that if someone sees part one and is interested in seeing part two, now's the time to buy. Because audiences, we have noticed these past couple of nights, have gone straight to ontheverge.org and bought their tickets for part two. Because you really sort of want, you get so invested with these people. You want to know what happens to them. And
yes.
It's rare that one gets the opportunity to say, what happened next? And someone has an answer.
What is Nora doing?
What is Nora doing? And why would she come back? To me, that's the huge question. Why on earth? You know, it's like a revolutionary tosses a bomb and then walks away. But then why would you come back and explore the rubble? You
the
know?
Scene of the crime.
The scene of the crime. Exactly. Exactly.
Ave Lawyer, director of On the Verge Theater, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, darling. It was my pleasure.